Joey Odessa. What's going on, Joey?
What's up tonight, Jay?
We're doing all right, Joe. We're doing all right. We're just running down these cards. And you said it before, not that it really matters because, you know, we're betting this, we're watching this anyways. But with the mainstream, Joe Sixpack, these aren't the type of cards that are grabbing, you know, grabbing people's attention. But you said it before, right? You know, the gamblers are really keeping this stuff afloat right now. They're the ones watching this stuff. You know, you look at the ratings, and if there's a million people watching, you got to believe that about 800,000 people out of the 1 million people watching have money on it.
No doubt about it. I mean, they're if they can watch it, if they can watch it, they'll bet it, and vice versa. I think it's fueling it right now. I'm going down this Brazil card, and as I look at it, it's just like there's some bouts here that I have no interest in as a fan. You know, they'll probably turn out to be great bouts, but, I mean, there's little footage on them. I mean, for example, Diego Rivas and Rubio in the Fox Sports 2 prelims that are, on the Brazil card. I mean, this Rivas is from Chile, Rubio's from Mexico, and one's 0-1 in the Ultimate Fighter, you know, but never been on TV, just on the Latin America show. And Rubio's 1-1 from Mexico. And the fact that, you know, 12-6 overall, and the fact is it's not something I'm looking to run out and bet right away, but I'll be watching the card because, I mean, Brenneman's on it and some of these other guys. You know, there's a name here and there, and I'm just going to pick my spots. I'm not really, I don't have a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, that's exactly. And if you're saying that, what is at stake? You know, like, we're going through the motions. We'll bet it, we'll watch it, but move on. Not to state that there's not a lot of good stuff coming up, but in Australia, there's actually some decent fighters on this card. There should be some interesting fights. It should be turned out to be pretty entertaining. So, you know, we got two cards on the docket here, Joey. And, you know, we won't put you on the hot seat. It's early in the week for picks with every fight, but we'll try to blast through as many as we can. First fight of the night, Marcus Brimage on the card here in Australia against Jumbayeki. Jumbayeki, what is it, Turuxin?
I just call him Texas Run. I mean, I don't, you know, that's my nickname for him. I tell you, he's...
Let's call him Jumba.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Jumbayeki, I'm not even going to try it. I mean, I'm embarrassing myself.
I'm going with Jumbayeki. That's just for Jumbayeki. The last name's a little Turuxin. I'm going Turuxin.
Win the fight. Let's just say Brimage is going to beat him. Brimage is a big favorite. I believe he's the biggest favorite on the card.
You got any politically correct comments tonight on the show, Joe? I want you to say take the black guy. Say we're taking the black guy here. For the record, Joey felt bad. Wanted to apologize to the listeners for his comments last week about. But is an Israeli in Afghanistan. And Trachtenberg's, who happens to be Jewish, actually, he's cracking up on the other side of the glass. And I told Joey, I said, no one was offended. And Norm Rumack was in the room, and Rumack is Jewish. And he said, Gabe, I'm Jewish. I thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, no one was offended. Maybe some Afghanis, but I don't think they're tuning in, Joey.
Probably not. We're broadcast Turkey, though, right?
Yeah, but if you're going to offend between the Israelis and the Afghanis.
I just offended the Turks by comparing them to Afghans.
Yeah, leave the Turks out of this. Like, yeah, we'll leave them alone.
They're out of everything. They pled the fifth with this whole ISIS thing, but that's an entirely different off-topic story.
Yeah, they're like a modern Switzerland, Joey. Like, remember the old, in the World War II. Switzerland, like, no, we're not, we're just here, leave us alone. Like,
we're not participating.
Yeah, Turkey's the same way. Well, what's Turkey going to say, man? They got this stuff going on right next to them. They got the Western world saying, you're with us, right? You're good, right? Like, these guys, that's the definition of between a rock and a hard place, Joey.
Yeah, I tell you, know what, though? I'll say one thing about...
Let's get back on track here.
I was gonna bring us back into the MMA. You know, sport is the one thing in the world that does unite people. I mean, the Iranian wrestling team and the U.S. wrestling team. I mean, those guys. You know, despite their differences, I mean, they compete and
Oh, the Americans, Jordan Burroughs is treated like a hero in Iran. They have a lot of respect. You know, it's the Iranian people are good people, Joe. It's more the government, but you're right. Like, the Iran and Israel is a bad time. Like, they don't compete and stuff like that. But you're right. Like, I saw a documentary. Burroughs is treated like a hero. So was Gardner. A lot of the American wrestlers have gone over there, have been treated like heroes.
Yeah, respect. You know, these guys, they respect one another for what they, you know, regardless of where they're from. They all breathe the same air, and they all got to run the same miles, and, you know, the same with the fighters.
Well, they love wrestling in Iran, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean,
Turkey as well, actually, man. Like, they're into grappling and stuff like that, big time. Pakistan, India, like, a lot of those, you know, the traditional fights, you see that. You know, they just sort of wrestle and shit like that, But anyways, all right, so yeah, Brimage is like a 5-1 favorite in this fight against Jumbayeki. I agree with that. Daniel Kelly and Zakrich, if there's no interest, we'll just move on, Joey. But Kelly and Zakrich, any thoughts?
You know, I just, you want to look at Kelly and say, look, this kid, I mean, I believe this kid was an Olympian, a judo Olympian, if I'm not mistaken. His UFC debut. Zakrich is getting the money, but Kelly, you know, you got to respect Kelly. It's not something that, you know, it's going to be an interesting bout to watch, see how it transitions to his MMA. 7-0, he hasn't lost yet.
Zakrich is like nearly a 3-1 favorite. Chris Clements, longtime MMA vet on this card, Joey.
He's Canadian, right?
Yeah, Chris Clement, yeah, he is. From Chatham, Ontario. I know him personally. A pretty tough dude, actually. Sort of got that second wind. He's been around a while. He's been around a while. Like, how old is he? Yeah, he's 38 years old, Joey.
He's 38 years old. He's
only 16 fights, though.
Yeah. His last loss, I mean, he lost to a Wonder Boy, right? They threw him Wonder Boy.
Yeah, he lost to Wonder Boy. No contest with Riddle. Beat Keith Wisniewski. Before that, and it's funny because I always confuse Rich Clemente and Chris Clements too. And he fought Rich Clemente, and he's good, not great, Joey. You know what I'm saying? Like he lost to Jesse Bongfelt, he lost to John Alessio. You know, he did beat Jonathan Goulet in ringside MMA, but
well, that's the thing. I mean, he's fought some names, so I mean, Grujic, however you pronounce it, Victor here. You know, he's decent, and this is probably one of his, this is a step up for him. You know, he's
I think it's a winnable fight for Clements.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, these guys, it's a pretty evenly matched fight, the odds are almost pick 'em. I mean, $1.50, $1.45 are out there. See a high of maybe $1.60. But again, these are guys that I'm not looking to go throw my money down on Clements as a dog or the favorite, because I got to. It's just not a good fight to bet.
There's I know. But if someone's putting a gun to my head, I'm taking a Canadian here.
That's because you're Canadian.
No. You know, I'm not biased. You're biased. I'm not biased. You're the blind patriot. You want to bomb the world.
Yeah, the truth. But I think
you're not biased when it comes to picking fights, though. You don't pledge allegiance to the flag. You pledge allegiance to the dollar.
Not even worth anything anymore on the world market.
That's why we're going to start betting euros.
Exactly right. I took a beating with that too. I took a worse beating with that than some of these fighters take. But
yeah, there's no way you can lay a price with this Aussie kid against Clements. It's a pass type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at, you know, a lot of these guys are going to look at this venue and they're going to say, oh, the Aussies. I mean, that's the thing with Daniel Kelly. I mean, he's an Aussie, and say, you know, 7-0, and his, I believe it's UFC debut. You know, he's got a judo background. You know, I'm stepping back one bout, so you'd look at it and say, "Ooh, is this a live dog?" You know what I mean? And you know, he is. I guess he is a live dog, but is he a live dog that won't win? And it's the same thing with this Vic fight and Clements. I mean, it's like a toss up. I mean, there's just better stuff to bet on this card. You know, guys that are more, you know, better known and that are more reliable.
Smoka. Louis Smoka is a pretty big favorite on this card. Joey coming off the loss against Carriasao was a pretty tough dude. No shame in losing to him. Meanwhile, we got Vasilik, who won his last fight, lost to Justin Scoggins, responded by beating a Roldan Sangashanin, which, holy crap, it was from the Philippines. I guess it was one of those 5 in the morning Chinese cards. But what are you cracking up about, Frank?
We're going to need a whole lot of help on pronunciating names from non-North American countries.
Well, who the hell are these guys, man? Come on.
I'm not in the same boat.
Yeah, I know. Come on. Who are these guys? But what do you think of Smoke, a big favorite, Joey?
You know, he's coming in here. He's replacing that Neil Siri, and he's out of Hawaii. Them Hawaiians have been having some success. I think Smoke is the right favorite. I put a little bit of credibility into his opponent. Richie's lost to Scoggins, because Scoggins wasn't too bad until Moraga beat him with that guillotine. And originally you'd think that Vasilik would beat him at home, would beat, you know, his original opponent at home until he pulled out. Now they bring Smoke in on short notice. Smoke a pretty big favorite. I gotta like Smoke, but I think he's a bit overpriced. You're gonna pay for it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like him, but he's overpriced. All right, so before we take a break, Sam Alvey, we talked briefly about this fight on the TV show, actually. It's, you know, Mark Pavlich represents him, coming from MFC, former champion. He gave us an honest effort against Tom Watson. Thing is, though, he doesn't really fight very smart. You know what he reminds me of, actually? Sam Alvey, he's a poor man's Ed Herman, Joey. You know, he's... Maybe not as well-rounded as Herman, but he reminds me of Herman, the smiling sort of just, you know, pest type of annoying dude that just keeps throwing punches and smiling when you're punching him. But he seems to, like, not mind eating shots, and you can't live like that in the UFC.
Well, you know, he's never been knocked out. I will say that about him. He's got 5 decision losses. He's never been knocked out and subbed once. And it's a pretty good matchup because he's got 14 KOs himself, where, his opponent, Dylan Andrews, who's the, you know, the hometown guy there. You know, I think the number is a little bit low, but Sam Alvey was tweeting early in the week, he's like, go bet on me. And I tell you what, that's kind of ballsy for a guy to say, because you know how gamblers are. I mean, they don't, losing sucks.
He said that. He said that against Watson, too. So he did lose, but... at least he's confident, and he's sending it out there. I'm taking a shot here. Like, I'm not going to buy in because all these lines are going to go up, in my opinion, Joey, because people are going to bet on the home team all the time here, in my opinion. They're not going to know much about the fighters. They're just going to blindly bet the home guys.
I agree. I think they're going to look at the venue, and they're going to say, but, again, we watch some of these venues and, these teams against teams. This is almost when they had these cards over in Australia, it's almost like, it reminds me of like the IFL, the teams. You know, it's almost like Ultimate Fighter, nation versus nation. And they bring guys in here and there. And you would think that the locals would get all the wins, but, I mean, it's a lot of it's momentum. I mean, we see it with these cards all the time, where, if the Brazilian gets out the gate in Brazil real fast, the momentum follows. But, I don't remember what card it was, but, one of those home countries just couldn't buy a win, as much as they tried. I mean, even with the judges being so poor, they couldn't. And that's another thing that we got to take a look at is these judges. I mean, there's so many variables in this week's cards. I mean, these are tough cards. It's gonna take a real set to go out there and lay 3-1, 4-1 on some of these guys. I mean, you want to say, all right, instead of picking three guys, just take Brimage. He'll go out there and get it done. But, what happens if lightning strikes or something? I don't see that happening there. I think he was robbed against, I think it was Doan. Again, I'm backing up here. But, I think that some of this stuff is here just better off fight pass, passing on it.
Anthony Perosh on the card, Joey. And he's speaking of judges. His fights aren't exactly going to the judges very often. Although, did against Ryan Bader, he got beat up. I was surprised, actually, when he beat Vinny Magalhães. I had Vinny that night. I remember I lost. He won there. He lost to Jimmo quickly. Say what you will about Perosh, but his fights are usually pretty quick.
You know, he, you know, know what he reminds me of is the kid that just won in Brazil. Not the kid, but the guy who called Anderson Silva to the cage. Help me out here.
Oh yeah. Silva came in. Who the hell was that?
He got mauled the first round, and then he came out and won in the second.
Oh, it was Maldonado.
Maldonado. Yeah, I mean, Perros, he's kind of like a Maldonado. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know what I mean? He went out. He went three rounds with Bader. Jimmo beat him.
Jimmo knocks him out in 7 seconds. Then he responds by knocking out Vinny Magalhães in 14 seconds.
Yeah, he just doubled it up. And
then he responds after that by getting knocked around by Bader. But we got to take 2 breaks left, and we only have about 14 minutes. Let's take that break right now. MMA Meltdown Radio continues. We'll blast through the fights, and we'll get to the Brazil card as well with Joey Odessa.
This is the Fight Network.
MMA Meltdown Radio continues. We still got to take another break, too. So let's jump back in here. We're with Joey Odessa. We'll blast through this. And if you want the main event stuff, actually, watch the TV show, because Joey joins me on the TV show. You can watch it Wednesday night at 11 o'clock Eastern on the Fight Network. It replays Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. It replays Friday morning or afternoon or something like that. And it's also on YouTube. So we like to focus in on the prelims here just to mix it up, because no other show really ever talks about the prelims. So we're talking about... What's that, Joey?
A lot of information.
What's that?
Yeah, there's just not a lot to say about these prelims.
I know. Well, we actually have. We spent more time on it than I thought we were going to. It's 10:49 Eastern, and we're only at the Anthony Perros fight of the first freaking card. So Jake Matthews, big favorite against Rocha. Sal Palelli and Walt Harris.
I gotta like Jake. Going into the Harris fight, you look at Harris, you want to like Harris, but no, it's not gonna happen. I like Palelli there.
Hester and Whitaker.
You know, there's a dog that can get there, Whitaker.
Really, huh?
Hester's, you know what? Hester's got, if I'm not mistaken, Hester's got a little bit of a win streak going, right?
Yeah, and Hester actually. Hester's won in a spot like this too. I mean, he went there and won. Like, where was his win here?
Was it Hunt versus Bigfoot card against Dylan Andrews? No, was in
exactly. Here it is. He's won in New Zealand before, Joey. Now he's going back there again. I have no reason, you know. Whitaker and Andrews, is there that much of a difference between the two of them?
You know, I think it's a live dog that can win. It's a live dog that probably won't win.
By bringing this up, that he's won there before, right? Like, yeah, I saw this. That caught my eye before. I'm like, man, yeah, the American Hesters went there and beat one of their guys already in this situation.
You know what gets me here? If he didn't have the loss to Stephen Thompson on his record, I wouldn't be so concerned. But it just jumps off the page at me and kind of bothers me. That's the one thing that bothers me about Whitaker. But I want to believe that Whitaker can win this fight.
Hester's won 4 straight in the UFC. Bristol Marunde, Dylan Andrews, Andy Enns, Antonio Braga, Nato.
And I'm not going to take anything away from Whitaker's loss to Court McGee. You know, it's just the Thompson loss that's in there that, you know, I'm still waiting. You know, I'm still waiting for somebody to beat this Thompson. He just beat up on Cote. You know, he beat Whitaker, he beat Clements. You know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just that I don't have the faith in Thompson, but it's Whitaker for me there.
I'll respectfully disagree on that one. That's one. That's the first one that I'll step up in. I think Hester's the play, but -180. I'm not running the window either. Ross Pearson and Aya Quinta. I like Pearson in this fight, and I like Rockhold.
I don't argue with you about Rockhold. I want to believe Rockhold can win, even though Bisping's proved me wrong many times before. The fight before it, the fight before it, did you just say Al Pearson and Al? You know, I'm a Wontaw Long Island fan, and maybe it's my...
Yeah, speaking of bias, Odessa, you're from there.
That's what I'm saying. saying I'm biased here. I just think that Ian Quinta can get better, and he keeps getting better. And I think that Pearson's tough as nails, but I think Pearson's just – I know exactly what I'm getting from Pearson. I don't know how much better Ian Quinta is going to get. I don't think he's near as good as he could be yet. It's Al for me.
And as we talked about on the TV show, Bisping has alternated wins in his last six fights. So win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win. Yeah, he's coming off a win against Kung Lee. Huge fight for Luke Rockhold if he's going to be taken seriously in the UFC, despite the fact that he was a Strikeforce champion. We'll take our last break of the evening. We'll come back and spend our remaining minutes talking about the Brazil card. MMA Meltdown Radio continues.
This is the Fight Network.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left here, 3.5 minutes. Earlier in the program, I said that Jones and Cormier, that I thought it was in early December. It was in early, I don't know, it was in September and it was December, but if you recall, they moved the Hendricks-Lawler fight, and they moved that fight like 14 times. And so, yeah, it's UFC 181, December the 6th, is Hendricks-Lawler 2, Jones-Cormier, now scheduled for January the 3rd. All right, so we've got a couple of minutes, Joey, and I'm actually on bestfightodds.com, which is, it's a good site. You know, they have all the MMA odds for, you know, the different books up, and they don't have the odds up right now for all the prelims. Have you set numbers for the prelims for the Brazil card yet?
I mean, I've got them sitting here, but I'm waiting to see what kind of a train wreck comes out tomorrow and the next day on some of the stuff. I have ballpark where they're at, but I'll tell you, there was a couple that surprised me. I saw Hua open at a pick'em. That was one that I did see open.
I'm seeing it at 175 right now. There's one spot.
Yeah, 175, and my number was 220. I think that OSP gets beat, especially in Brazil. I mean, Hua, he was whooping up on Henderson. I mean, how he was up 30-26 before he got nailed and put to sleep. And he's got I think that Hua is the right side there, period.
Yeah, I was talking to John Rambian about this fight. And he was saying, if OSP can take him down, and he's even a Shogun fan, but OSP is not a wrestler. He was a football player, you know, and he's turned into a good fighter, but he's not a wrestler. And I've heard a couple of people bring up, OSP's wrestling. He's not a wrestler. He's a football player who's better than just a football player. Let's give him credit. And I know you've come around on him and you've given him credit. Instead, you know, the guy's become a fighter, not just a football player, but he's not a wrestler.
Okay, beat what, Gimo, that Russian Kirillov. But, you know, Bader took him down at will. And Bader's been standing a lot with guys lately. I just think that who is not going to win, or not going to win this boy? There's a Freudian slip. Who is not going to lose this fight? I don't believe, not in Brazil.
No, I think so, too, yeah.
Made the number higher. Lineker, McCall, I think that, I think that McCall gets it done there. I think he's a solid, I think he belongs a solid 2-1 favorite. I think the only way he loses is if he gets knocked out. Maybe a bad decision. Lineker's going to come after him. But, a lot's going to depend on the judges down there.
I sort of see you're right about that. I'm a little concerned with that, although the Brazilians have shown some integrity in not screwing over, not screwing over the visiting fighters. But I think Lineker will come out. He'll pull the Baroni and the Hector Lombard. He's going to come out, like a cannonball on fire, Joey. But can Lineker keep that pace? We know that Uncle Creepy can.
Well, Lineker,
We only got 1 minute, sorry, but we only got 1 minute.
Yeah, we were talking about Turkey before, and the kid that Lineker just beat was Turkish. He was from Mizzou. Is the last guy that he beat, now that I think about it, who has never stopped, and he KO'd him. So, I mean, if Lineker nails him, I was going to say, and there's a ton of puns in there, this wasn't one of our best shows, but, we can only work with the cards we're dealt. You know what I mean?
No, I think it was a great show. We just gave people a ton of information on a bunch of fights that nobody in the media will want to go anywhere near because they don't know anything about. At least we're putting our neck out here.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of we could only deal the,
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. Great stuff as always. Excellent show. Joey Odessa, follow him on Twitter at MMA Odds. Norton Wormack coming up next. Check out the Fight Network. Other than that, you're on your own later.